Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Greenbuild on the second day in Philadelphia, and I'm in the interface space with George Bandy. George, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You are the Vice President of Sustainability here at Interface, and you're also the incoming chairman of the USGBC. Let's talk about those, but let's start with Interface. You're here, as usual, in the center of the show. What are some of your message points for Greenbuild this year?
This year, we're talking a little bit about how we expand our sustainability message to include our suppliers. So we're working with suppliers in strategic partnerships with the Zoological Society of London and with Aquafil to look at doing a project called Networks. And what Networks is, there's a bigger issue around plastics in our water systems, and there are fishing nets that get dislodged when we're in the fishing process or when they're doing fishing. And they do ghost fishing. They cause issues on the Gulf shores of different islands. But we're recycling those fishing nets and using them in a new product that we launched globally, and it's called Net Effect. But the Networks process is what makes that available. And it's the first time that I've seen us connect social sustainability, things that we're doing, and our supply chain in a very intimate way around sustainability and moving our vision forward to meet our goals for 2020. And it's restorative enterprise. We're looking at, you know, people always ask, what do you do when you get to 2020, when you reach your goal of sustainability? Then we become restorative and we give back to Mother Nature what we've taken from it for so long. And so this is the first step for us beginning to try to do that. So we're excited about the opportunity, and thank you for asking.
Yeah. You know, I was fortunate enough a couple of months ago to be able to go to Slovenia to see Aquafil's plant and see this process taking place. And you're actually adding another dimension to it, because you're focusing in certain areas of the world and giving incentives for people to bring nets in, say, in the Philippines and areas like that, right?
Yes. And we're going to be expanding that. What happens is that people say, well, we're not trying to create an economic stream that can sustain a family. What we're trying to do is provide added income and attack a global issue around plastics in a water system, and also have impacts on environmental issues that occur as a result of some of the things that we've done. And so making decisions to bring those things in and look at how we can take these resources that are already in existence without continuing to dig into Mother Earth for her natural resources and do it in a smart way. And that's biomimicry. And you're actually doing biomimicry, but you're also connecting the social piece. And I think that sometimes we get where we try to disconnect ourselves from nature in terms of what we create. And I think that in this particular opportunity, we get a chance to solve a big issue, but also address a social need, and at the same time, make great products and use them inside of the space. And so it gives us a full circle look at how we begin to engage in a restorative type of economy.
Now, I also know that you're doing a book signing up.
David Gottfried, who was one of the fathers of the United States Green Building Council and a great friend of Ray Anderson, our founder of our company, did his book signing, and one of the chapters actually is focused on some of Ray's work with him early on in terms of his inspiration around looking at sustainability in a different way, and his walk, his pathway, the things that he's been able to see and do over this iteration of green that has just transpired over a short period of time. And he also talks about some of the hope for some of the things that are to come. And I think we're really excited about having him in the booth and sharing his story. It's a familiar story for us because we've been with him for an extended period of time, and his leadership around the United States Green Building Council as it begins to expand. You know, next year will be the first time that USGBC will do a green build in three places, in the United States in New Orleans, in Brazil in Sao Paulo, and also in Italy. So we will have three green builds next year to begin to expand the message of sustainability, because we're seeing lead projects and sustainability around built environment beginning to cascade into other environments.
All right. Well, that's a perfect segue into your other hat, to change your other hat here. By the way, I noticed your name tag here. Most people have gone to Greenbuild and know that every time that you're asked to be on some committee or something like that, you get another little banner. And I'm afraid you're going to trip over this name tag. It's going all over the floor.
Yeah, I think the best way to show leadership is through service. And I learned that from Mr. Anderson. So what you have to do is you have to engage with folks and listen to dialogue. And that's where innovation begins to become creative. And when you do that, you get to see a lot of people who have meaningful, consistent commitment to sustainability in the built environment. 90% of our time is going to be spent inside of space. How do you create the kind of space where people are more productive inside of that space? They want to be inside because it has connectivities to nature. They yield a good result. They feel better inside of the space. They want to invite people to their space. And that creates excitement for us. And we're starting to see more and more of that. think the people here are doing some great work. And I'm excited about these emerging professionals. This next generation of folks, they get it. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be more connected to what they're doing and providing them with some resources that are accessible.
All right. Well, let's talk about the incoming chairperson.
Yes, sir.
You've been on the board for a little while. I think the person who's outgoing was in another category. So it's nice, since most of my audience, as you know, is floor covering focused. So the fact that you're a flooring person, you're kind of an ambassador for all of us, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'd say that I'm the second generation of that. I'm humble enough to know that Jim Hartsfeld from Interface was the first chairman from Interface, and I'm the second. We're the only company with two people to be the chairman of the board for USGBC. We're excited about that. I think that says a lot about our leadership position around sustainability. And I think that we connect in so many different ways. I always tell people, we always get walked on. But we're everywhere all the time. You got to have some place to walk. And so our connectivity to the built environment is significant. I think that our value around what we're going to bring to the table around USGBC is our sustainability expertise, also our passion and commitment for this 2020 exalt that Ray has placed on us around Mission Zero. And how do we leverage that within this environment? And all the great folks that are on this board, they come with a sincere passion to see the built environment, which connects us in so many different ways, become a much better place than it has been in the past. And so I think that we're going to see a lot of great stuff begin to occur over the next few months.
Well, usually when a leader steps into a role like this, a question that's got to be asked, is there something you want to change? Is there some kind of legacy you want to leave as you take this leadership role?
Yes, sir. I think that the transition of USGBC and its growth, we've grown so fast and expanded so quickly that we need to take the time to reflect on how do we infuse the type of community dives that we need to, and expanding the big tent, so to speak, really getting into the communities where people are actually experiencing that. We got to remember one thing. When we build buildings, the building is there for one thing. That's the people who occupy it. Those are the most expensive things in the building. So how do we do a better job of connecting the people to understanding why sustainability is important in that space and leveraging that in the communities, in the schools, healthcare, hospitality? Those are the things that we're beginning to see. And as we begin to put health and wellness in the forefront of that, people can connect to health and wellness even if they don't understand LEED. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to look at these different things: schools, test scores, environments of health for those kids in the schools, indoor air quality related issues. So for me, those are the types of things that are really important in terms of our advancement. I think that they're things that everyone can connect to, and they bring value to people in a different way. And it allows us to partner with folks that can come in with some different perspectives that allow all of us to grow and mature and get better. I think that we would be foolish to think that there's not going to be competition for this space. I think rather than create so much competition, we create more strategic alliances to do a better job of sharing our story in a much more intimate way. Because I think that there's no one who wants us to do bad. I think that everyone wants us to succeed. We have to figure out ways to bring more people in and connect with them in a strategic way.
It was good to visit with you, George, and congratulations on your role as chairman of the USGBC. Again, we've been talking to George Bandy, who is the Vice President of Sustainability at Interface at Green Build 2013 in Philadelphia, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.